to District 32 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better. Now, I don't know about you lot, but I cannot draw to save myself at all. I have these great ideas, but they never translate to paper, and they never come out exactly like I like. My business brand is sort of kind of looks a bit bleh, and I really, really need some help. Luckily, we found some great people to help with that. We've got Di and Peter, who are partners in DI Design, which is this brilliant company which has been around for a while but have just moved into their very own office space, which they are loving, and is going on to bigger and better things. Guys, welcome.
Thank you.
So this new move, we've got to talk about that first. What is this new adventure?
Oh, new adventure. West Perth. We didn't know where we were going to end up, but West Perth is fantastic. We're in with all your resource companies, you know, doctors, whatever. It's kind of a great space to meet people that we wouldn't necessarily meet when you're working from home. And I think that was kind of the step up that we needed to get out there, get our name known, and turn some of those chook scratchings into professional designs.
So I'm not even sure I qualify as chook scratchings, to be honest. I'm the artistic ability of a mosquito. But what started it? Why did you decide to make this change? I mean, doesn't working from home in your pyjamas tick all the boxes?
Not necessarily.
It does sometimes.
In winter, so, yeah.
It has its advantages.
Right, so what you're saying, well, what I'm hearing here is that Peter still goes to work in his pyjamas.
He'd love to. But we thought, no, it's definitely time. The kids are at an age now where they can go to school, daycare, and we can, you know, make that change to the office. And we've got a little bit more freedom, and it's flexible with us, with just the two of us. We can one go to work, one stay home, that kind of thing. So we've got that flexibility, which is great. Instead of working for a company where you have to be there by, you know, a certain time, leave by a certain time, it just allows us that freedom. It's great.
And that's the thing, it's being creative as well. It's not like you can walk out the door and turn that off. You know, you'll suddenly be sitting there watching television at 9 o'clock and I go, oh, I've got it. You know, the branding we're trying to do for the cheese dudes. Well, what about this?
Absolutely. I've always got my sketchbook handy. I'm always doing little scratchings here and there of page layouts, the whole works. And yeah, and when ideas come to mind, absolutely. Yeah, they've got to be jotted down straight away. Fantastic. And then the next day on the computer, yeah.
Something you've always wanted to do?
Yeah, absolutely.
So is your school report full of things like, well, Di would probably do better in maths if she stopped drawing in the corners?
Exactly. Colouring in all those boxes that I shouldn't be colouring in. But yeah, no, definitely. I always wanted to be, on my Facebook page it says I just, from four, wanted to be either an artist or a hairdresser. Went the artist route and kind of worked hard at it. And yeah, I was inspired by a few people that I came across during the time, and yeah, just worked hard and yeah, had a few dodgy jobs in between, but I got there. Got there in the end. And now I can go back to my year 12 art teacher and say, look, I've made it. You know, you inspired me. I got there. So
nice. So she was an inspiration, or he was an inspiration, as opposed to going, you're never going to make it.
No.
You know, wasn't that sort of inspiring?
No, so she was great. So she, she helped me on my journey and then got me to TAFE and, yeah, did the whole bit. So this was way back before computers ever came out. So it was all by hand. It was like typography by hand, illustration, photography in a dark room, the old-fashioned developing process and stuff. It was great. It was really hands-on. It was awesome. So.
And Peter, is this something you've always wanted to do? Have you always been this relationship manager, forging out there, meeting people, progressing businesses?
Sales. Complicated.
Why do people say that sales? Like it's something, a dark secret that you should only be talked about in
well, there's the light side and there's the dark side, like Star Wars. No, look, I've been encouraging Di to do this for a while now, probably for a number of years, actually. What's kind of held us back is our little kids. And it can be quite difficult at times to navigate around them. So I'd been sort of saying to Di, look, how are we going to move forward? Mm-hmm. This lady sitting right in front of me is not only my wife, but she's a brilliant designer. She's can turn her chook scratchings into a masterpiece. And she can compete with the bigger agencies. And I could see the vision for that. I thought, okay, so what are we going to do? How are we going to move this forward in terms of, you know, where we're going to be placed? So the plan was to sell our home south of the river and move into the inner city.
Right.
have that fountain, yeah, which we have, yes, right, which we have, and we've located ourselves in Mount Hawthorne. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, how are we going to get in contact with the west side of town? And so we want...
Because contacting Westies is always a bit dodgy.
Because we want to be in that zone. And then as soon as I did some research and found out about, found out about Regis through District 32, I thought, well, okay, I want to talk to this guy that's referred us. So I did, and we got put through to this company called Regis, which are serviced officers. And they're brilliant. They offer everything. So just in case anybody's interested.
Spotters fee.
We're referral partners.
But sitting down at their interview, it all added up. Mm. And the best part about it was they had an offering in West Perth. Mm.
Brilliant. Okay.
And that is where we needed to be.
10 minutes from home. It's awesome.
So, you know, obviously there's a vision. The vision is to start small, to go into what we, enterprise into Melbourne and Sydney, and then even possibly open up a franchise. Mm. So we can sell those franchises as well. So my vision's a bit different. Di's at the creative side. I'm the business head and the visionary.
Well, you need two parts, obviously. And one of the things we do tend to find a lot with small business owners is we're damn good at what we do, not necessarily so good at running our businesses. And a partner such as yourself, in all respects, has got to be just the best way to move forward with confidence and with everything is to have that there. So did you just wake up one morning and go, you know what, I really know how to run a business?
No, well, that's a good question. A lot of my ever first job was working at Cash Converters in Moonee Ponds in Melbourne. And yes, I'm from Melbourne. And it was eye-opening.
I know Moonee Ponds well as the racetrack. It's definitely what we would consider the Westies.
Yeah.
So, look, I starting grassroots, I was shaking in my boots. I didn't know what sales was and didn't have a clue. Anyway, progressive time went on and I went into real estate. I don't know if I should say that on radio. But no, I went into real estate and I've been in real estate for about 20 years now.
So the skills that you've got in real estate obviously are about understanding people's dreams, what they're trying to achieve, yes, and then finding a product that matches that.
Sure.
That sounds completely sensible as far as a compatible skill for what you're trying to do, Di, with that understanding what people are trying to convey. Yeah. So I know you said, okay, I've come from real estate, this is nothing, you know, weird and wonderful and related, but I reckon that there's a crossover there, and there's a real strength. Yeah. So you've got a more commercial look on, obviously, the business development and that whole idea of going, well, hang on a minute, we're trying to convert dreams to reality. From a commercial space, and now let's face it, designers can be a little bit woo-woo, especially the arty side of them. Do you find working together in a partnership, you can use those skills to get a better product?
Oh, absolutely. And I think having, over 20 years each experience in our fields, it's worked quite well as a partnership, because I bring, you know, 20 years of, you know, graphic design, pre-press, you know, printing, that side of thing, and then Pete can kind of come in with that business development. And yeah, it does gel. It's great. So then he can go and chat to the clients, get the special projects underway. If we need bigger projects designed, I can then have the design meeting with them, and it kind of flows. And then yeah, it's great. It's a great way of working, I think. So
you've got that commercial head and a creative head, who already communicate really well, who have been working together as a partnership on multiple levels for a number of years. That sounds like a really strong business model.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So, and it works for us. So it might not work for other people, husbands and wives, you never know. Some businesses don't work. We just do. So I think that it's great. And we can go home and we can forget about things and leave it there at the office, and then we can have our home life separate, you know, the two from each other, and then yeah, and enjoy our time with the kids. So
Well, that's got to be a mysterious skill most of us haven't managed. So how, is there a trick, that parting piece of brilliance that can go, you know, if you want to leave?
I still check my Facebook just to see what's happening on District 32 and the Hook Me Up page. But, yeah, I think as far as the meetings and the actual work gets done at the office. So, yeah, we don't take
it. And you can leave that behind.
We'll leave it behind.
I'm helping Dinah do that.
Yeah. Now the truth comes out. Okay. Yeah. So that's something I know a lot of small business owners struggle with, is that ability. Especially when they're working as a partnership, either as friends, partners, business partners, or everything partners, is actually leaving it behind. Absolutely. My husband and I used to work together for one of the big mining companies, and at one stage he reported to me, which is fine. We were in a relationship, but apparently people didn't know that, or they'd forgotten that. Anyway, that's just how the world happened to go together. And we there's a rail bridge. We used to have to cross under the rail bridge, and we had a rule. Once you passed the rail bridge, that was it. You know, the work was on the other side of the rail bridge. And occasionally we did stop to finish a conversation before, and we have been known to get back in the car and drive under the rail bridge occasionally. But we had to have that something to separate one from the other.
Yeah,
so I think while it can be a real strength working together, it can also be derailing unless you have some disciplines.
Absolutely. That's right. So
it's all about priority. Mm-hmm. And what I've been saying to Di, because Di's right, you're right, Di, being a graphic designer, gets a little bit lost in it all. And I love that because that's the creative side. But then I'm able to sort of come into that space and say, well, okay, what is important? Who needs it now? And who needs it next week? Who's only just willing to, you know, get a feel for what they're doing, where they're going? For example, someone calls in on a Friday. They say it's urgent. Well, how urgent?
Do you need it by 8 o'clock Monday morning?
That's right. Yeah. And the chances are no, because they're not in by 10. Or they might be in by 10, but they're still looking at their emails. Mm. So they'll be in by you'll get a, chances are it'll be around the end of business into Tuesday. Now, I learnt that in real estate, people.
Okay, so it sounds like if you're looking for someone who can help with your design work, who's got a really strong creative ability, but you're also a business owner that needs that also to be translated into proper timelines, because that can be some of the fall down of creative, working with creative people, is their priorities perhaps can be a little flexible, especially from a business owner who doesn't understand a creative process. What do you mean I can't have it by, surely you're just putting some colours on a page. Can't I have that by tomorrow? To have the two of you working together, that sounds like the absolute strength of DI Design.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that's where Pete chimes in as well, because of the project management side of things, special projects. We can work with clients absolutely with timelines. We can work backwards from when they need the job printed or done or sent off on an email or whatever, and work backwards from there and say, look, this is how it's going to, you know, how it's going to be, right from quoting to, you know, and the timeline that it takes for each step. And we're with them each step. We're not passing them on to Tom, Dick and Harry for each step. It's just us. So they'll have no problem in calling each of us and getting their project done on time, within budget as well. So we work with that very closely. So,
okay, so if someone is out there and they need that creative structure, best way to get in contact with you?
Absolutely, through our email or phone. We can give our phone numbers, so we can do that here. We can call Di on 0420-277-654 or Peter on 0478-983-747.
So call you if you need to talk arty colours, whirly designs, and call you, Peter, if we need to talk about, I need a time frame here, I need a quote for such and such. Is that how
absolutely.
This goes? Absolutely. Fantastic. How can they see your work?
Every job we do for each client, which is extra exposure for them, is on our Facebook page, which is DI Designs. We can publish each job, which is great. So we can advertise that way. On our website, which is www.didesigns.com.au, is the overview of who we are, what we do, and just a brief overview of the clientele that we work with as well, from all different sectors across Australia, and we're trying to break into New Zealand just at the moment as well. So stay tuned.
A strange lot over there.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
It's great.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.